tested.
Okay, we're learning parakeet. Parakeet.
Yeah.
Learning parakeet. We want to wish a mazel tov to our magid shir of Arya Shragaroth. He's making a pidyon haben and mitzvah shabbosade b'shatov matzlachas. Zeichet and zchus of a pidyon haben. Shbezeichet of lav nachas mazel and brocha. All good zaken. We have the parakeet mishnah aleph hasheretz v'hatzvardeya b'rishus rabbim. Ah. A sheretz and a tzvardeya.
Wow.
Tom and Jerry.
Okay.
There is the Rishus Rabbim. V'chim k'zayis min ha-meis, v'chim k'zayis min ha-veilo. We have also k'zayis min ha-meis, k'zayis min ha-veilo. Let's right away see what's going on here in the Rav. The Rav here says,
Parakei. You got all these tamed k'zachim.
Ha-sheretz, sheretz metame b'magav v'lo b'masak. Sheretz metame b'magav, the touching. There's no such thing as mas when it comes to sheretz. Tzvardeya, tohor. Lefisha tzvardeya doim l'tzav. The Tohu Bay, since a tzifardeya is similar to a tzav, tzav is one of the shmonis shirotzim as a tzav, the Tohu Bay, Yishumhochi nokad tzifardeya, that's why we take tzardeya. So, Bereshus Rabbim, Mechim Kazaisnif, we have basically we have over here two different items. One is Tomei and one is Tohor. A tzardeya is Tohor. There is no Tumah Shrotzim when it comes to a tzifardeya. And the reason why I said tzifardeya is because tzardeya looks like a tzav, and the tzav is Tomei. So we don't want to confuse the two. Next case, Mechim Kazais Men Ameis, Kazais Men Anvela. We have in the Bereshus Rabbim Kazais Men Ameis, Metami Boel, and Anvela. Ain and Metami Boel, we have a Kazais Men Ameis, which is Metame ba'oyel, and a kazayis min hanavela, which is not metame ba'oyel, it's only metame, ve'etze min ha-meis, a bone fragment from the dead body, ve'etze min hanavela, and a bone fragment from the vehicle carcass, okay. Etze min ha-meis, ve'etze min hanavela, so what's nafkamina? Okay, etze min ha-meis, metame beheset, ve'etze min hanavela tar. Okay, an etzem and a meis is metame beheset. Did you know that? Hello?
No.
An etzem and a meis. What is an etzem and a meis? The significance of an etzem and a meis. What is the significance of an etzem and a meis? An etzem and a meis is tame beheset. If I am the cause of the movement of an etzem and a meis, I become tame.
Yeah.
You totally without paying attention.
I'm not listening at all.
Hasheretz. Hasheretz is metame be maga.
Maga.
What is a tzardeya? Tzardeya is tahar. It's tahar, but what's the point? What's the significance of a tzardeya in this Mishnah?
Good.
It's tahar.
It's tahar.
Rishus Sarabim. Chen kezayis min ha-meis. What's the significance of tzayis min ha-meis? It's metame be-oihel.
Okay.
Uchazayis min ha-neveil, but it's not metame be-oihel. It's only metame be...
The first thing is showing us something that's...
Mochamor. Relative to the second thing.
It's metame be-maga.
Be-maga. And the second thing is not metame at all. Next example. And where are these two things located? Mishram. Mechim kezayis min ha-meis. Kezayis min ha-meis is metame be-oihel.
Yeah.
Chazayis min hanavela is not metame be'oyel. Okay? Etzem min hanavela is metame beheset. Movement. Etzem min hanavela is not metame. Etzem min hanavela, a bone from the nevela, is not metame beheset. The gush me'eretz tohara. Next example of a gush, a club of earth. Me'eretz tohara. The gush mi'beis sapras. A gush, a clump of earth from a holy land, which is Torah, the gush mi'beis sapras, which is Safek Tameh. What is it over here in the Rav? Gush mi'beis sapras, gush mi'eretz ha'amim, metamim b'maga, b'masa, b'ein metam b'ohel. A gush mi'eretz ha'beis sapras, a gush mi'eretz ha'amim, metamim b'mag, touching and carrying, and it's not metamim b'ohel. Okay, so all next case. Gush meretz sahar, gush meretz chamamim, shnei shagilim, another reason, two paths. This is the famous case. This is the sugi all over Daf Yomi. Yeah, the shnei shagilim, two paths. Echotam yechotar, one is tame, one is tar. Shnei shagilim, one is tame and one is tar. Holach biecha mehem. Now, what is it? Shnei shagilim. Shecha mehem kever, mutal boy, lurach boy, mimale es kula, vi'ein oiver boy, shlo yahil. And it's impossible to travel on this road without becoming tamei. A person travels on one of these roads, and you don't know which road you passed on. If you mile on one of them, meaning in the case of a hilach al kazayis min amazik kazayis min anavela. Okay, that and that was the case. Fine. Or hesach b'hem al etzem min amazik min anavela. V'chein agush meretz amim agush mibes apras gush meretz amim koi. The mitam beheset. Okay, we're going on the gush from mibes am which is mitam beheset. So what is halacha? Hesach b'yach b'hem any day beiz mem heset. Rabbi Akiva mitamei. V'chachamim mitaharim. So what is the halacha? The tefillah of Rabbi Akiva, the Sefer Torah, b'sharam sveikoi tohar. All is zimlus tar. Hanimil kishasa taharis. Kishasa taharis. Keva de'ein lachem takonim kishenitmu. Aval gadi gavra, le'atshucha tefillah. V'haza, tefillah d'tzarech tefillah haza, shema hayem umocha yispar hadavar shenitma. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. So it's chaz the Mishnah. Very, very easy Mishnah. Basically, everything over here is that
so what's it trying to tell us in this Mishnah?
Safek Tama Bereshos Harabim is Tohar. That's what he's teaching us.
Okay.
That's the whole Mishnah. Whole ganze Mishnah. Nochmo. Hasheretz HaTzardeya Bereshos Harabim. One is Tame, one is Tar. And you have a Safek. Did I touch one? Which one did I touch? I do not know what I touched.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a person. Adam Sheyesh Boy Das Lishoel Allah.
Good.
Human being. So therefore, this is the classic. This is the best. This is the best case. The classic case. And we're going to see in a few moments, it's going to explain you have a suffix, you have a mile. You didn't touch it. But a kazayis min ames is taught is mitame be'oyel. Kazayis min avela is not mitame, but you do not know where you're mile, where you're not mile. The etzim min ames is min anavela. You have bone. The question of you is, did you do heset? I'm not sure if I moved. I was responsible for the movement of one of these two things. The gush me'eretz tohara, which is tohar, and a clump of earth, the gush me'beis hapras, the gush me'beis me'eretz, gush me'beis hapras, gush, or...
Yeah, but gush me'eretz tohara, or gush me'beis hapras.
Or gush me'eretz tohara, the gush me'eretz amim, and the shalom here is going to be heset, Heset, when it comes to these things, it's going to be Heset. Or
Heset means you push. You push
or you mahil. When it came to the Gush, what did he explain over here? Gush, when it came to the Shnei Gush, the Metamim b'maga v'masa. So the child of here is that you touch or do you carry it? Vein Metamim b'oil, you're not Metamim b'oil, these things. So different sakas. Eretz Tavich, in another case, Shnei Shivil, two different paths, roads. Two different roads.
Man can take two different roads.
Shnei shvilin. Echad tamei v'echad tohar. V'halach b'echad tamei yendu. V'ini yodua beiz mehem olach. Hey, halalecha mehem. Or, now he's going back to the previous case of the Mishnah. Yimahil on one of the two. V'ini yodua al eiz mehem hel. Hesit. Echad mehem. V'ini yodua beiz mehem hesit. So all these examples are Rekiva metame. V'achacham metamein. Because Rekiva is of the opinion that says Rabbi Akiva is Matame. Why he's Machmer? Matame, the Sfile, Rabbi Akiva, the Savitim, Rosh Hashanah, Sveiko Yitar. Rabbi Akiva, Matame, when is he holding? So he's explaining, when is he holding me Matame? That's only going to be the Sfile, Rabbi Hu, the Savitim, Rosh Hashanah, Sveiko Yitar. When? Here's this is the very important part. If we would not, you have to, that's why we need the Rav for this. What do you mean, is Matame? But don't we have a principle throughout Shas? Do we not have a principle throughout Shas that Safek Tama Bereshos Harabim is Tohar? So how then in the world can Rabbi Akiva over here say that Safek Tama Bereshos Harabim is Tamei? So what does it mean then? Yeah?
Is that what we have, what do you call it? Rabbi Akiva holds? What?
Everyone holds. No one can disagree with the principle of Safek Tama Bereshos Harabim is Tohar. So the question now is, what then does it mean here in these words of the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Mitame? Yes. What do these words mean? What do you mean Mitame? How could he possibly be Mitame? No, so he's saying that we're dealing over here with the person. We're dealing with the person. The person, since the person has a solution, all he needs to do is to go to the mikvah, hazah, and mikvah water. That is something which you can do. So when we have a principle of subject time, Rosh Hashanah is tohar, that's only with regard to an object which has no solution. For example, teruma. If truma becomes tamei, there's nothing you can do to be mitar it. Can you be mitar food? Can you put truma into the mikvah?
No way.
Doesn't help. If you want to be truma, there's no solution. So when do we say the principle of? When do we say the rule of safek tamei bereshos harabim is tohar? That's only with regard to an object for which there is no solution. So see, this whatever the halacha is going to be, that's going to be the halacha. So therefore, we're going to be lenient and we're going to pass in tar. But with regard to a human being, a person for which there is a solution. The solution is that the person can go into the mikvah water, and the mikvah water will cleanse him from his contamination, from his ritual, from his impurity, so that he holds that we're not going to be lenient, we're not going to say the principle of Torah, we're going to say Tamei, in order to require him to go to mikvah, to cleanse himself from his contamination. Is that clear?
Very.
Okay, let's read the words inside over here. Rabbi Akiva Metame, why? So let's see the words of the Rav. It says the Sula Rabbi Akiva, this that we have, the Sufik Toma Bushra Misfekoi Tohar. Here are the key words. Hone Mile. That's only a limited application. That's only Kish Asa Toharis. Kavan, if you already made contact with food that's tar, so now the food has become tame. Kavan de ein lohem takona kishen nitmu. Once food becomes tame, there's nothing you can do to reverse the process. Al gavi gavra, but with regard to a human being, a person, liatzrichoi tvila v'hazah, to require him to do tvila v'hazah, tvila he holds a tzach tvila v'hazah. Why? Shem hayem macha yispar al hadav v'shenirim, because maybe today or tomorrow, Shema hayem macha yispar hadav v'shenitma, maybe today or tomorrow become clear, the person has become tamei. So therefore, there's nothing, therefore we're machna. Right, is it clear? So you seem a little bit out of it. Are you thinking about the opinion of Ben?
Yes.
What are you thinking about? Okay, is it clear? Is the Mishnah clear? Should we chazer again? Let's chazer again.
Yeah.
Hasheretz. Okay, sheretz.
Good, got it.
That's Vardeya. One is Tomei. One is Tame and one is Tar. And now
good,
there's a question.
Good.
Evil.
Okay.
Not bad. Bad is not so bad. Evil. Evil. That's
even worse.
Even worse. Mm. Was Sodom bad or was Sodom evil?
Evil.
Evil. So we have Tame and we have Tar. And Birushu Sarabim. So what is the question? The question is contact. Suffolk. Did I make contact with the Sheretz? Did I make contact with the Tzardaya? Yeah. So what is Halacha? What is Halacha? The Halacha is Suffolk to Rosh Hashanah. What is Halacha? It is normally Tar.
Right.
But we're going to learn this mission soon. There will be Kiva holds in this instance Tameh.
Right.
When do we hold Tameh? Because there's nothing you can do because you can need the Zatakana.
Right.
Why should you be Maker when you can be Machmeh, when you can go to Mikvah? So Sheretz Tzardaya, Rosh Hashanah, looking to Zayis Menames. A kazayis min ames, a kazayis min anadela, a kazayis from the dead kazayis min anadela. So one is metame oil, one is not metame oil. The etzim min ames, etzim min anadela, bone fragment, which is a bone min ames, the etzim min anadela. What is a bone? A bone. What is a bone? A bone is metame de heset, movement. The etzim min anadela, the gush merit sahar, the gush mebes apras, a clump of earth, a clump of earth me erit sahar, the gush a clump of earth mebes apras. From a base apras, so one is metame the oil, and one is not metame base apras. What do you say? But what do you say about the base apras in the Rav? The base apras is metame the mag of a masa, touching and carrying. Okay, in metame the oil, or we have the case of a gush me eretz tohara, the gush me eretz amim. Or shnei shvilu mechatam mechatar halach mecham mehem v'ini yadu beizim halach hel halach mehem v'ini yadu be'aleizim hem hel hey sedech halach mehem v'ini yadu beizim hem hesed. Rabbi Akiva metame. Why is he metame? Because when do we say it's tahara? That's only hanimile kishos taharos kevin yelcham takana kishenitmu avol gabi gavra leatzuch etvila v'hazot tzvila tzoch tvila shazot shema yehu mocha yisparada v'shenitma. Okay.
Yep. Fighter.
V'chacham mitarim.
V'chacham
hol. It's tahar.
Still tahar. No, okay. You don't have to do it.
Doesn't make a difference. Okay, Mishnah Beis. Echad she'amar nogati b'zevin yedirim imhutar meiv imhutar. New case. A person says, I have touched this object, and I do not know. Imhutar meimhutar. Or nogati, I have touched v'eini yodeya be'eze mishneim nogati. I do not know which of the two I have touched. One is tahar and one is tahar. Rabbi Akiva, v'chacham mitarim. Rabbi Yossi is metame the kulan. In all of the examples in the previous Mishnah, umetayer b'shvil. Why? By the road. Shederech b'nei adam lahalach ve'in darkam liga. When you go on the road, it's derech to travel, not derech is to touch. Let's see what all of this means. In the Rav, echad shamer nagati b'zer asheretz v'atzvadei agderei shekoi. So this part of the Mishnah is going back on the verb of the Mishnah. This part of the Mishnah is going back on the sheretz and the tzvadei. Okay?
Yeah.
This part is the sheretz sphere there. He says, I've touched one of them. It's similar to a tzvardeya double litzav. The tohu barely made a mistake, and I do not know what I've touched. Shederech nedam. Then we talk about the next case of the shvil. Shederech nedam lahalich sheif shel adam lemnoya atzma shleilich b'rishus rabim. Hilch lef a suffix shvil and tar. You have no choice. You have to go on the road. Every person has no choice. You hear what it says over here? You hear what it says?
Yeah. Why?
Look what the Rav says. She'ef shal adam shalom noya atzma shlo yilech b'rishos rab. Hilch lef a suffix shvil and tar. Aval a maga. But when it comes to touching, when it comes to maga, when it comes to contact, it is very possible. It's very possible for a person shlo yiga, not to touch. Hilchach ki misafka lei inoga iloy noga sveikoy tamei ve'ein halacha loy krebi ki v'loy krebi. So we don't pass it like this. Okay, let's chaz the Mishnah. Mishnah Beis says echad shama a person one echad. Echad, a person says. I've touched something, but I do not know what I touched. I do not know, did I touch a sheretz or did I touch a sefardeya? I do not know what I have touched.
How about a salamander?
What's a salamander? Daf Yomi only burns seven in a takes 7 years. You smear. Your flesh with the blood of the salamander, you don't burn.
Right. That's why you know what it is?
For sure, you know what he said, Pshat Nagmar is? It means, it says that it takes the salamander, it takes 7 years. It's 7 years to. You burn it in a fire. You have a fire going for 7 years, it creates a salamander. And when you take the salamander's blood and you put it on your body, you don't burn. So what does that mean? It says, the Eish HaTorah. 7 years is limud daf yomi. It takes 7 years to go through shas daf yomi. If you're the fire of Torah for 7 years, the fire of Torah is going for 7 years. You produce the salamander, and that salamander you take with that king, that creation, what you've accomplished in 7 years of the isha Torah, you apply to your neshama, and your neshama is nitzel midina shel gehenim.
Oh, that's nice. Remember that, huh? You like
what?
You like that part?
Yeah. That's the end of which Masecht is that? It's the end of the Masecht. Right. Echad shamar so nachum asar rav yed rav. Echad shamar nagati.
Did you learn it in here instead of in the Rav?
I did it already twice. You're not paying attention. Echad shamar nagati vozeh. I've touched something. I've touched an object. But the Ein Yodeh, I don't know what I touched. It would tell me what it was. I don't know what I touched. Or nagati, I've touched Ein Yodeh. I touched one of them.
What?
Case A, you touched only one thing, but we don't know what the one thing is.
Yeah.
The one thing does not have an identification tag.
What do you mean?
I've touched one thing.
I don't know what this is.
I've touched a piece of meat. I do not know if this is kazayis menames. There's no way to identify. There's a kazayis here. This is Noga. I've touched an object. No. This is going to be the Rav says the case of the sheretz tzadei koi. It's tzadei adem l'tzal the tobe. I don't know what this is. I have here in front of me a sheretz.
I don't know if it's a sheretz or tzadei.
Yes. I don't know if it's a sheretz or tzadei. I don't know what it is.
Okay, good.
Or I have. I know what it is. Each one has an identification label.
Tzadei and sheretz. Go ahead.
But I do not know which one I've touched.
Good.
So what is halacha? So
negati b'zev in yadei im hutame im ta negati in yadei be'ezer shneim negati. Rabbi Kiva matame. Because he says you can go to the mikvah and just take care of all the suffix.
Why?
Suffix reshus
harav. Rabbi Mistar. Rabbi Yosef makes a pshara. He holds matame.
This is new.
Nayazach. Matame. B'shukulon, he's metame b'kulon. Why is he metame b'kulon? Umetar b'shvil. When it comes to everything else, he holds you tame because you don't even have to touch it. Who told you to touch it? Who told you to touch it? By touching it, you're putting yourself into trouble. That's why when you machmir, you have to go to mikvah. A shvil, you do have to go on the shvil, the road. You have no choice. A human being has to go out into the Rosh Hashanah. You have no choice. So therefore, it's not your fault. It's not your fault to go on the road. Therefore, umetar b'shvil shadech le'adam lahalach lahalach, because you have no choice but to go on the road. Ve'in darkam liga, but it's not there to touch. Who asked you to touch it? You touch it, yes, you're looking for trouble. If you touch something, you're looking for trouble. If you go on the road, when you go on the
choice,
yeah, you have no choice. Let's see what it says in the Hilchot Ra'av. Echad she'amar nogati v'zeh asheretz v'tzadei g'dorei shokoi. Ditzardeya doimel litzog, or tzardeya is doimel litzog. The tohu bay, and people make a mistake. Okay, shadech le'adam lahalach. Here we can have Yossi. She'i efshar shlo'adam shlemdoy atzah shlo yilach b'rishusam. It is impossible to avoid going on the road. You cannot travel the highways. You can't. A mensch has to go on the highway. So you have no choice. You have no choice. Memeil, what's halachah? They have a suffix shvilin tar. Therefore, halachah is suffix shvilin tar. You have a suffix of the shvilin. Halachah is going to be tar. You have no choice. Aval, but maga. But with regard to touching,
where should you touch?
Maga. Ef shlo adam shlo yiga. Helach ki misavkla yinaga yloy naga sveiko tamei. Ve'in halach lochem bekim v'lo krav yosi. Okay, good. Are we good with the two mishnayos? Mishnah 3. Shnei shvilin to the roads. Echot tamei v'echot tar. Two mahalachim in life. You can take the mahalach in life, tar, and you can go on the mahalach, the derech chayim, that's the eitz hadas toiv hara. This toiv in Ezra. V'chayit v'chayim. So what do you do? Shnei shvilin, echot tar, v'echot tar. Halach v'echot mehem. You wouldn't want to pay roads. V'esav also taros. Ah. And after you go on one of the roads, also you made contact with kosher food, with tar food. V'yosat taros, v'nechalu. And they were eating. Hiza v'shana v'taval v'tahar. Now, so it's a suffix. Now he's they sprinkle upon you the part of the water. V'shana second time v'taval v'tahar. V'holach basheni. And now you go on the other road. On the other road.
Wait, let's start this again. It's getting confusing here.
Shnei shvilin. One is telling echot tam v'echotar. Holach b'echam. You go on one of the roads. Echot b'echam. You go on one of the roads. Yeah. Okay. V'asa taharos, and you eat the taharos. You touch. You come in contact with food. V'ne'echalu, and the taharos have been consumed. Now, what's the point so far? They've been consumed. Doesn't say okay. So it's my whatever it was.
Right.
And then it says hiza. You sprinkle upon you part of the water,
which makes you
tahar twice. Yeah, day 3, day 7. Hiza v'shana v'taval. You sprinkle on day 3. You sprinkle again on day 7. The taval, and then you go to mikvah, okay, like you're supposed to. You did everything right.
Yeah.
Then the tahar, and you become tar. Look, hiza v'shani, hiza b'shlishi, v'shani b'shvi, and you tar. And then you go on the other road. You go on the other road. V'holach bashir, the second road, and nachamol v'asa taharos. So what is the halacha? Harei elu taharos. Now what does that mean? It doesn't say harei elu taharos because im. Why that they taharos? Because it's a suffix. It's a suffix b'rishus harabim, and we learn yeah, yitar.
Good.
Now here's the point we want to make this mission. That's not a chiddush. Im kayamos harishoynois. But let's say the first food is still present. So then elu va'elu tuluyos. Then both pieces of food are going to be tuluyos or suffix tuluyos sveikos. Tuluyos means that both the toli means the suffix. What do you mean it's a suffix? It means you don't burn it. You do not burn it.
Kayamas are showing us elu ve'elu tuluyos. What's kayamas?
What?
What's kayamas are showing us?
Im kayamos are showing us. If the first collection of food. It's a collection of food. It's kayamos. It's present. It has not even been destroyed.
Go ahead.
In kayamos harishonos elu ve'elu tuluyos. So then both pieces of food are tuluyos, are suffix. V'imlo, if not, tohar bentayim. If not, Tarbi and time are yeshonis tuluyos v'hashniyos yisarfu. Okay, you understand that? Let's see what's over here in the Rav. Elu v'elu tuluyos af al gad dibishniyim, even though dibishniyim shalchu mukminan kol chad b'cheskas tahara kizal l'kamon hoch l'gad b'chad betray zimne 1 and 2 zimne lo shaykh l'tar b'kayamois. The afilu b'shneim kishabo lishol v'vasachas t'meim. The chad afilu b'zachazek v'vasachas v'shneis yisreifu d'vadai tamei. This is a little bit confusing for me. Let's take a look at what says in the Kahati. Oh, it's already too late. I have to go take a coffee. I have to stop over here.